up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Chance Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be. It's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, is that Crazy Hood DJ EFN?
And this is, I'm about to say Melatainment, but this is Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
So this is a Monday. This is a complete surprise episode. We was going to save this for sports week.
But, Fourth of July.
Yeah, but this is 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? We heard Kenny Anderson is having a Left Rack Kenny Anderson Day, so I wanted to get this out so everybody from Left Rack know we just had the legend from Queensbridge here. Yep. I was very impressed. Thank you, Havoc, you know
shout
what I mean, for
Havoc
coming through. So we're going
to
do it, man. And you got anything? Oh, we got to shout out this 8 and 9 clothing that we got.
Man.
Look, we finally got the party pack. So now when you go to 8 and 9, what's the website?
8and9.com.
8and9.com.
You can also go to drinkchamps.com. It has the links there too as well.
And now, look, we got the party pack with the cups and
The shot glass. Two horns that are going to be signed by us.
Two horns that are signed. And we're going to get somebody else to sign them. You got to tune in this Friday.
But that's going to be random pack that'll have that signature.
Random pack. But right now, we're going to get into this NBA basketball edition, Left Rack City Zone.
Let's remind everybody that he's actually our first guest.
So
we've been holding on to this.
Pause. He let us experiment on him. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into this, like I said, you know, for the sports pack, NBA. Kenny Anderson, NYC legendary point guard. He's from Left Rack City, Queens, New York, just like me. And we're gonna get into this episode, man. Let's fuck it.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
Let's get into this. Banga da, bitch.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Hey, hey, Sangria, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, is DJ EFN?
And we know it's not Militant Crazy World Radio, but I still like saying it. You know what I mean? And this is Drink Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! Bootleg ass shit.
Happy Hood Year. And I would like to announce for our very first guest.
First ever. Drink Champs Radio.
The legend. Not just a Left Rack City legend, not just a New York City legend, not just an NBA legend, but a worldwide legend.
National treasure.
A man who to me, in my opinion, was the first like hood point guard, dishing the ball, and just disrespecting you wouldn't cross over. Crazy. We got the legendary, I call him Chibba, because...
Yeah, they know that.
You know what I'm saying? we got to get to why they say Mr. Chibs. I like the Chibba better, but I'm with you every step of the way. And we got the legendary Kenny Anderson in the motherfucking building.
Make some noise! That shit sucks.
You can tell I smoke too much.
At the hood party store.
It's not really working out for me.
Yo,
man.
No, I'm honored, man. No, for real.
I'm honored to be the first guest.
I'm honored. Yes. Because Nori, I watched Nori grow up. He watched me grow up.
Yes.
And, you know, we came from, you know, nothing to something. You know, he in the absolutely rap game, me in basketball.
You saw him in Panthers.
You know,
I saw him.
You know, kicking cans. But I was right on the side. I'm only like 6-7 years older than him. Mm-hmm. I was on the basketball court, and he was outside the court,
absolutely,
running around, kicking cans, absolutely, playing tag, playing with the monkey balls and Left Rack. Yep. That's what we did.
I probably had wingworms and all that. It's true. Come on, clap your hands for wingworms.
Goddamn
it.
Wingworms?
Wingworms is the wingworms. You're not supposed to, but who cares? Let's do it. So, this is real shit, man. Yo, I'm so honored that you came, man. I'm so honored you stepped in the booth. I'm so honored that you came with the Drink Champs Radio, because the whole thing is about drinking. We know you can handle, hold it down.
Yeah.
We know you can hold it down.
We can't. We got busy right now.
But we need some wine. Can you fill up my chalice? Come on, man. Can you wash it out, though, first? We just bought that. Can you wash it out?
Now, all your kids out there, man. This is Drink.
Drink Champ. Champs Radio.
I know it's Drink Champ Radio, but you got to drink responsible.
Right. This is for adults.
Drink responsible. That is a
real
fact.
Talk out there,
yeah,
man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That is a fact.
And use Uber. Don't drink and drive, goddammit.
Use Uber. And it's another thing. Lyft
is the one with the mustache.
Yeah, Lyft.
We gonna come out with our own
ride.
Shit.
I got Lyft. I got a free ride with Lyft.
Free ride, Lyft.
I got a free ride.
We giving them mad free advertising right now.
We gonna come out with our own shit. It's called Hoober. You know what I mean? Where you just hood, that you just you come in, the nigga already got a blunt lit.
Hoodbar. It's kind of
you gotta make it sound German, so it sounds like a little like expensive. So Hoodbar, right? Where you come, the guy already got a blunt in your joint. He hits you and it's going down. But this is the legendary Kenny Anderson, man. We here. Thank you so much once again for joining us. You know, our first time, and. You know, one of my earliest memories that I've ever seen Jay-Z. You know why? My first time ever seeing Jay-Z?
When, man?
And your party in the hood.
Oh, yeah.
In Left Right?
Oh, you remember what I used to do out there for 10 years straight,
tell him
man.
What you do 10 years straight. Come on. Make some noise for this guy.
It
hit
me in the hand, though, but I used to do it.
Oh, you had to pay him?
No, not him. You know, he came and represented, but, you know, I used to do a community barbecue for
yes,
my
he did.
Hood.
In Left Rack.
In my Left hood, City. Man. 30,000 every
time. If y'all want to clap for that, it's okay.
That's, you know, back then, I guess a little bit, you know, a lot of money. 30,000. You know, straight up out my pocket, barbecue
free
pits.
To the
we had 50 free to the community. They was drinking Cristal.
Yes, they was. Yes, they was.
Everybody drinking Cristal. We had pits, different about 10 pits going
what
on.
What year is this? Like, what time frame is this?
Man, 90, since I've been it was 10 years straight. So I had to say 91.
So it's like the 90s right
the
now.
The 90s, man.
But this is Jay-Z. Like,
yeah.
Like
I got on the radio and, you know.
Pre-Jigga or he still with.
Nah, he was blowing up.
He
was blowing up. Okay. That's, you know what I'm saying.
Like, he had Cristal, so, you know.
Yeah. That's when it was first, you know, blowing up. But Jay-Z came through, man, and blessed Left Rack.
Yes, right.
It was crazy, man. We balled out. My man Big Charles Oakley came through.
I remember that.
Big Andy Mace. We had the hood locked down, man.
NBA fans are sitting here thinking about it. They was in my hood, man.
Yeah, nah.
It was in my hood because of this man. Goddamn it. I just think you need to clap again, goddamn it.
So wait, but what was you doing? Like, where were you at during those barbecues?
I was a child, and I was rapping, you know what I'm saying? But I was, I don't believe I expressed to anybody yet that, like, you know, I was serious about this or whatever. But seeing you bring Hov to the, I'm going to keep going. You have so much influence on me that I'm not sure that you know.
We went two separate ways.
Yes.
Not bad. When you went the rap way, I went the athletic way.
Salud. I gave you some Pinot Grigio.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
The purpose of this game is to make sure you're drunk and feeling great.
Nah.
But
drink responsible.
Yeah, drink responsible.
All you kids out there.
Adults. We adults right here.
But
we
listen,
adults.
The first time, so I walk outside because, you know, he did this like every year. So I walked outside and I seen just Cristal and I'm a child, you know what I mean?
You're talking about the ribeye steaks and all that. Nobody eats steaks.
See, I was too young to know what a ribeye steak
was. He just like, give me something. Give me a plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit me up with a plate.
I definitely ate for free. That's
my mom was so hood, though.
Yes, Joan.
Rest in peace.
Joan.
We had like a VIP section.
Yes.
And then like an everybody section.
So your mom was still living in Left Bank City at the time?
Yeah, we had two places. We kept our crib on the weekend. She'd come and play the numbers.
Yes.
She would kill him and she would beat him on the numbers.
I'm not gonna lie.
And then she'd go back to the
this is this
suburbs.
Is why our stories is similar because we're both legends in our own right.
Yeah.
But our parents is both legends. Yeah. Like, keep it real.
Yeah, your pops.
Like my pops, my mom's. Like
Bobby
I'm gonna be honest. Like,
yeah, this is crazy.
Like Kenny's mom's like. She, like, when you look up Left Rack, you should see her. You should see my father. Like, because, like, this is who raised us, but but they were legends before us.
Yeah, no doubt.
100% in Left Rack City. And Left Rack was a hood that was, like,
We were right. If you really think about it, we're in the heart of Queens. If you do, if you actually take from 59th Street Bridge, the first thing you land, you'll see Queens Bridge. Enough respect to them. Then you keep going, you'll see Astoria. Excuse me, you see Ravenswood. You see Astoria. You see everything. But then, right before you go to South Jamaica, you can't.
Yeah, you can't
not,
miss.
You can't yeah. miss Left Rack motherfucking city. So, like for me, right? Kenny Smith was the first person I yeah. seen actually go, but I didn't know Kenny Smith. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew of him.
I love
Vince,
Kenny Smith.
Vince was my coach. Go ahead.
Vince was my, you know, mentor, and uh-huh. that's Kenny Smith's brother.
Exactly.
Well, we've come from two sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Explain that.
You know, the Smiths grew up. You know, Kenny grew up with his father and mother. Stays. Right. You know, they call, and no disrespect, they yeah. call about, yo, 11 o'clock, come
right.
upstairs.
Right, right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right.
My mother, hustling, doing what she got to do to pay
right.
the rent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out till 1, 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody mm-hmm. checking for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. You know what right, I mean? And right. I got more love, you know, from guys in the hood, like Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. They was doing wrong, but right. doing good.
Right.
You know,
right.
for right. helping kids. They might have been selling drugs or doing right. whatever. I don't condone that.
Right, exactly.
But they would say, hey, Kay, you ate yeah. tonight? Here, right. take this $50, this $20, go get right. something to eat.
Right.
You need a new pair of sneakers? Go ahead and go to... Because I didn't have my parents there with me.
See, that's so, the biggest difference yeah. from our hood is that... I remember my first time I went to Hot 97, and after that, the drug dealers really wouldn't let me sell drugs no more.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yo, dude, you was on Hot 97.
Yeah.
Like, you got a chance to go somewhere and yeah. be somebody. So they used to like, actually stop me from pursuing yeah. anything. That's the difference from our hood. Like, a yeah. lot of other people... They'll encourage you to do that,
yo,
and then say they want something. I know you got it, too. Of course.
After a while, man, you come to Left Rack. It's my right. hood. That's my hood. So right. they'd be like, yo... Is Kenny Anderson? Where's Kenny Anderson at?
Mm-hmm.
Cats be like, what? What mm-hmm. you want him for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't be like, what you want him for?
Facts.
You know what I mean? They make a call.
Yeah, they protected.
They protected y'all, the hood. It was a family.
And as opposed to when I traveled the world and I see other
different.
People, and I said, damn, you know what? As bad as I thought certain people was for doing certain things, they actually protected.
Yeah.
People in a certain way. I didn't know you had that same story until just now. Like I knew that. Like when you went to Georgia Tech,
yeah,
we went crazy.
Yeah, everybody, the whole hood,
the whole hood.
That's
crazy.
Why, yo, it was one game. I ain't gonna. I'm giving y'all something that people don't even know
talk,
about.
Talk about. It. Let's do it. Goddamn it. Let's do it. Hold on.
It's all my God. I ain't gonna give y'all too much.
No, give us a lot.
Come on, documentary coming out.
We gotta promote the documentary. What's the name of the documentary?
Mr. Chibs, you know it.
Mr. Chibs. That's for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You know what I mean? But the NCAA tournament, March Madness coming around. So we's playing.
Are you talking about when you beat Shaq?
Yeah. Oh, you already know.
Where do you think I'm from, man? I don't know.
I got the call back, you know, I got the call. Yeah. 11 in the morning before
right.
breakfast.
Right.
You better do work.
Yeah, yeah.
You beat Shaq, man. I'm playing against Chris Jackson. He changed his name to Abdul Mahmoud.
All right, Muslim. Respect Stanley Robbins,
Chris Jackson, all them cats. It was a big-time game. And my people from back home, Left Rack, called me and was like, yo, you better do work.
Right.
So
right.
I was nervous. I had butterflies all day. I was like, oh, man, my whole town is watching.
Right.
But I turned it out.
We remember that. We
remember
that, man. You made us so proud, man.
Yeah.
And then you went to Archbishop Malloy. And that was high school.
High school.
Okay.
Right there, you know, in back of the courthouse.
And you was like Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's another thing, but most people know. Some people around the world don't know. My high school jersey is in the Hall of Fame.
That's a fact.
Next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a fact.
It's me and my man joint, so, you know.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
Goddamn it, make some noise for that. Goddamn it. Where the fuck you people at?
Real talk, man.
Look, I ain't gonna front. I bought this hat because
it's your birthday.
Every day,
oh,
listen, every day is New Year's at our show.
Year.
But when I wore it, Then when I got a cut, the barber was like, I don't know if your girl's gonna believe this hat, because like it does look like a strip club, like, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of looks flagrant, but when you put it on, it like,
but it doesn't look flagrant if you put it on.
No, no, it still looks fragrant when you put it on. I'm not sure. Was I styling when I had it on, Carlito?
That's the one.
A little bit? A little bit. But all right, let's get back. So not only that, you had your baby mother.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most legendary groups.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Now, Salt and Pepper was legends.
Yeah. That was a wild story. I got a wild story for you.
I'm just going to bring a wild story.
It's a good story.
Oh, my good story.
But it was, you know, when we met.
Uh-huh.
And I met her, Jodeci.
Mm.
Release.
Oh, shit.
Forever My Lady release party.
Oh, for the single?
It was their album.
Okay.
Release party. Okay. And my man, Pat, who I run with, I'm doing my thing, whatever. I'm talking to her. We talking. Mm. I don't really know who she is.
She gives me the. You didn't know who Spender Mallet.
Nah, I swear to God.
I'm a little offended.
Nah, I didn't know.
You did?
At that time, I'm playing ball. I don't really. I was with the Nets.
She was like Penny from Good Times.
Yeah, I was holding out. I had just got drafted to the Nets, number two pick, and I was holding out. And we went to the release party, and I ran into her, and then she gave me the. Wow, okie doke. Like, yo, I work at the, I'm a paralegal. I work at the office, you know what I mean? Gave me the wow number and all that.
Oh, so she blew you off?
Nah, she tried to say she wasn't who she was.
Oh, okay.
And my man Pat was like, yo, no, that's Spinderella, I'm telling you. And I was going to say, nah, that ain't. The next day, I was like, nah, man, that ain't her. I don't care nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't care about that. She whatever. And then I just took the call. I just made the call.
Mm.
And I started pressing her. Mm. And then she finally said, yo, yeah, you know what I mean? A group, this, that, the other. And that's how, you know, we kicked it off. She was trying to lie to me that she wasn't down with the group. But my man was on it though. So he knew.
Right.
So what year would it have been? That would have been Jodeci. That
91. 91. I was a rookie. No, 91. It had to be 91 because I had just got drafted, the number two pick, and that summer I was that summer of 91. Uh-huh. I was holding out to get my contract, and I was hanging out in New York, and we met, and we went to a cup party.
Is that when they dropped
Jodeci? Yeah, I was with her with that album. Let's talk about sex and all that. Okay.
Wow, you're a real hip hop guy.
Yeah. That's what
He's
I
He's a real hip hop guy.
That's my role here.
Right.
But
that's,
you know what? You know, and me and her, you know, I have like four or five baby mamas, but that's like,
me
that
too.
Was like, that was like my best baby mama.
Sorry.
That's like my best baby mama because she was real.
You sure you want to say this?
Yeah, that is real.
You sure you don't want us to add
to that? Nah, that's like my second baby best baby. No, on the real though, you know, she did my wedding. Wow. You know, my wife
is
tight.
Yo, how legendary is this? Hold on, let's talk. Let's just focus in on this point.
It's
you
crazy.
Got married and had your ex-wife DJ your wedding. Make some fucking noise for that, goddamn.
But not just any ex-wife.
Not just any
legendary DJ.
The legendary DJ.
But you know what?
That is awesome.
I'm gonna give a love to my mother. Rest in peace.
You think your mom's made it happen?
Yeah, because my mom's and her was so tight.
Right.
My mom's telling her, listen, my son is crazy. He, you know, whatever. But you know, deal with him. Mm. He's gonna take care of his daughter. Mm. He's a good dude. And they was real tight. And I think, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, that's how our relationship came about. But some baby mamas or whatever don't want to deal with nobody in your family.
Yeah, they get spiteful.
She dealt with my mother. Her and my mother was great. Right. So that's how that worked out. Right. You know what I'm saying? But we best friends to this day. She real tight with my wife. It's all good.
That's hard. I got six kids and possible. So
And possible?
Possible. I got a spades hand over here, baby. God damn it. She's rich.
Yeah, I got eight. So we good.
I got you by two. I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah. Nah, don't do it no more, man. Another baby, I'm jumping off a bridge, baby.
I've been trying to get my tubes tied.
I'm jumping off a bridge. Somebody come out with a baby.
You know what I mean? But definitely, man, this is again. It's so much an honor to have you here. So we were going to spin it too. What do you think about what's going on with Peyton Manning right now? Do you think this is unfair? He's getting accused for mooning somebody.
Yeah, I've been
when
on
he was
it like
19.
That. Yeah,
wow.
A little bit. But when you up so high. Right. And you have success, they try to go back into your past and bring up everything. Right. And it happens to the best of us. And I don't, it's her word against his word. That stuff right there, you just don't know,
it's
man.
It's terrible.
You just don't know. But what bothers, you know, me, it probably, it ain't going to hurt him no way. He's not going to do no time. It hurts your reputation. Right. That's what kills it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the problem.
The brand. The
person. It hurts his brand.
In the industry that we're all in, that's it becomes a brand.
You know, and it gets hurt. Maybe he did that. If he's mooning, you know. Mooning his team. We played around in a locker room a bunch of time in college.
Right.
Even in high school, you joking around.
Right.
Mooning, having fun. I don't know how that thing
So what
came
is the
about.
Exact accusation, though?
The exact accusation is he was messing with some chick. He mooned her. He harassed her. But he was 19. The thing about it is, you know how much bullshit you did when you
was
19.
Irrelevant at this point.
Now you're gonna bring it up out there, win the Super Bowl. So it was kind of. First off, this is Drink Chaps' first sports edition radio. Goddamn, make some noise for sports edition. I like you got your shit popping. It always take a Dominican. A Dominican will work it out always. So that shit was it was crazy for me. Seeing that, and not only this, here's where I want to take it here. We both went to IS-61.
Oh man, that's when IS-61 was where I got into all the meat, the mommies, the Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, and the Latinos.
He's a
I used to get up in the morning like, you going to school? I'm going to school.
That's where I got it from.
This
is crazy. I didn't know this. I didn't know I was taking it there.
God is good. I'm gonna give you something else. Real. I'm gonna give you something raw. It ain't bad. But then it was like two girls. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna tell you their name. I went to school with.
It's okay.
I was crazy about. Uh-huh. They wouldn't give me the time of the day.
Yeah, they probably need their name shouted out right now. If you
I ain't gonna do that.
They probably need.
Then I called them in New York on a club night. They knew Kenny Anderson made it.
I had these stories too.
It's official, yeah. She was like, we went to school together.
Right.
I act like I was like, yeah. Right.
I went to IS-61 and my first Latina girl.
Excuse me. Not a Latina.
Sorry, I'm a little drunk. First Latina girl. Her name was Kathleen. I remember. I don't remember if she was from Peru or Ecuador. That's why every time I talk to Boris, maybe she was Peruvian Ecuadorian. Who knows? But she turned me out. Ever since then, I've never.
Wow. This is wild.
This is a fact.
This is wild because.
We got
the same roots.
But here's how we got to break it down.
Nuts. All right.
And now for the podcast listeners, you can't actually see what I'm doing. But here's left rack, right? And then here's Corona. And in the middle of left rack and Corona is a school called IS-61.
Right?
Junior high school.
Yeah.
And it's smack dead in the middle. So it's a 100% culture clash.
Yeah,
what I mean by that is, in the beginning of 61, it's nothing but Spanish. Everything. I'm talking about every person off the boat, every person, you know, from Cuba to Nicaragua to whatever. They move here. Griselda Blanco actually was there, right? And then after that comes Northern Boulevard, then it's black again.
Yeah.
So all these people had to actually...
Bananas.
This is real shit. All these people had to actually mesh in one school. And if you was from Left Rack... You had to actually stay with Left Rack people, but then Corona people that were Spanish.
So wait,
had to stay
is
with
Left
Corona
Rack
people.
Predominantly black?
Predominantly,
back then, yeah.
Because when I went that time,
you went in the new age millennium.
Oh, okay.
But you know, like in the '90s.
Oh. Yeah, it was all black.
Yeah, it was all black. That's when my father, you know, was the only Puerto Rican running around
with a tail, mad boxer. he run around. Left Rack is a circle square, so you can run 57th Avenue Junction all the way to Harding. So you can get your run on. You know what I mean? His father used to be out there. Everybody, they go Poppy.
Right.
I mean, you ain't want to mess with Poppy.
Right.
They be out there. Like,
all right, Mambo out there.
Yo, it was crazy, man.
You can tell I smoke. But.
That's dope.
So you went to 61.
Yeah.
So how did your basketball career start from 61?
On the real. This is crazy.
Right.
I used to kill those guys in gym class.
In gym class, okay.
Yo, and then I just had to get out of there because Vincent, that's when I met my mentor, Vincent Smith.
Vincent Smith. Said, let's make some noise for Vincent Smith. He's up.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's when I said, oh, I love my life. I used to play ball with Vince. Yo, I handled the pill.
That's what, he got me straight mentally. Why? You know,
he met you when you was in 61?
No, he met me before that. Okay. But I went to junior. He said, I had to go to that school, junior high school. And I was messing around in school, man. The effort wasn't there. I was BSing. Right. And I was a problem child in school. Right. You know, I was just tripping out. So he said, yo, you got to do well this year. And so we could get you into high school. He said,
did you graduate from 61 or you
I graduated from 61.
Okay, cool.
I went to Archbishop Molloy, but I had to take all these tests.
Because I'm about to ask you, isn't that like a scholarship school or something like that?
Yeah, it was. You had to pay tuition, probably about 20-something, 30,000 for the whole 4 years. And my man, my angel, you know, Howie Lawrence, God, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
He coached girls at Lost Battalion Hall.
Lost Battalion, baby.
He had like 3 jobs, and he was like, yo, no strings attached. Him and my mom's wasn't like that or nothing. He knew I was wanting to go to Molloy. He was like, yo, if you keep a B average in Molloy, I'll pay your tuition.
What?
Mm. So he paid my tuition, and he died. Before I finished, man, and that hurt me. But Howie Lawrence, man, paid my tuition. But he said I had to do. He looked at my transcript every month to know if I was keeping up with my grades. And nobody knew who was paying my tuition, but he was paying my tuition. So I owned, all the AAU teams or all that. I could do what I want to do because somebody was paying my. I didn't owe nobody nothing.
Wow.
So he paid my tuition and all that. But I was 61. I had a great English teacher, Mr. Joseph. Was he there when you were there? Mr. Joseph was ill. I was pretty good at English.
I didn't go
because
that much.
I was pretty good in English because I expressed myself good on paper. I do essays and all that. But he was real hard on me and all that to get myself together because he knew I can play ball. But that's what happened, man. I went there, and when I was going to IS-61, I was so big in the playgrounds.
Right.
I was playing all these summer leagues and all that in Harlem and everywhere.
Now, I remember the hood used to come out for you so crazy.
Oh,
the hood.
Wow.
The hood used to, I've never seen nothing like this in my life, like, where they seen a brother have a positive chance. Yeah. And all the negative brothers in the hood say, you know what?
Yeah.
You making sure he stay positive. That's what pushed me. It was like, seeing you because you know why? Like, I knew your moms. You know, she I ain't going to front. There's no other woman in the hood who send me upstairs more than your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she would see me, like, throwing dirt bombs or something and be like, I'm telling your father. I was so scared of my father that I couldn't beat my father for nothing.
Nah, you wasn't going to beat them with them hands. Bro. You got to chill out.
My pops' hands was nice. And she used to always be like, I'm telling your father. So how did the transition happen from Bishop Molloy to Georgia Tech?
Oh, yeah. And this is crazy. This is real talk. You know what I mean? My neighborhood... And like you said, people that raised me, my man JB is here with me now in studio.
Right.
You know, he right there. You know, after 30 years, he's still with me. You know, my
God
business
bless.
Partner.
God bless JB. Let's make some noise for JB.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
You know what I mean? He watch over me. He watch over me. Make sure I'm doing the right things.
Right.
When I got to high school, I went to a Catholic school, man. I'm going to be real with you.
I went to a Catholic school when I was younger.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So my whole, from IS-61, it's real talk. Right. To Molloy, I became a nerd.
Wow.
I became a nerd. And if you know me, I had one girlfriend. I met my girlfriend in 10th grade, my high school sweetheart. She was a middle class, in Rosedale. She lived in Rosedale. She had a whip.
Now, that's not Tammy.
Wade. That's older.
All right, my
you
bad.
Know what I mean? Renee was middle school. I had one girlfriend my whole high school career. She was a middle class girl in Rosedale. Rosedale, they had that. She
I
had
know
a house.
Rosedale.
She had a house. You know what I mean?
That was like the only other place in Queens who had terraces like us.
She didn't.
No,
live
I'm talking
apartment.
About Rocksdale. I'm bugging.
But Renee has to get some credit. I give her some love. Mm. Her family took me in. You know, she drove me around all the games. She helped me with my schoolwork. Mm. Her mother, after a while, you know, they used to send me home late. But after a while, mom was like, "Yo, just stay downstairs." You know what I mean? Just stay downstairs in the living room downstairs, and you know, they really helped me, man. So. my whole life, my whole mentality changed when I went to Archbishop Molloy High School. Then I met with Coach Curran, my mentor, with Vincent Smith was the assistant coach.
Right.
And
he was assistant coach of where?
At Molloy. Oh, Vince was with me. Vince came with me.
Oh,
I didn't know about that. It is, when I played at Molloy and I met Renee, I didn't come. If you notice, I wasn't in left rack a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to go there late night. I used to come down there on the weekends and go back and forth.
Right.
But that's the real thing, man. It just changed my whole demeanor when I went to Molloy. And that's where, you know, back then all the recruiters, if you went to a very good academic school and if you could ball, they came and recruited you. If you was with a bugged out school and you ain't do your schoolwork, they wouldn't recruit you. So I just lucked up, man. I was blessed. You know Shorty, Wild,
of course.
L.A.,
of course.
Black.
Yeah.
They was trying to pull me down. That's my people. I love them.
Right.
But I got with Vince, and that was my mentor. That's who I stayed with, trying to get better with basketball and trying to come up.
No. That's an amazing story. I know everybody else here don't know these names.
You know it.
That he's talking about. But it's such an amazing story because I remember when Vince messed with me. It was like he messed with me, and then he caught me, you know, pumping, selling crack. Right?
Yeah.
So he was like, "Yo, man, I'm not messing with you no more."
Yeah.
Then he went and had a actual tournament in Coney Island.
Yeah.
And the boys that he had hired, we ain't getting paid for shit. But you know, the people that he actually, you know, had on the team at the time, they were scared of these Coney Island boys. You know what I'm saying? They was like,
"Yeah, I know, going out like, that way."
And then Vince came back and said, "Yo, I'm gonna put you back on the team. But if you know what I mean, like," and that's how I learned how to play ball. That's why, again, I said, and I love my life. I used to play ball with Vince. Yo, I handled the pill, trying to be like you though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real shit. One of the I'm gonna put y'all on before, because I got to get to the Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, but you killed him.
Yeah, I had to, man. That's
you,
my
you
man,
wanna,
Bob.
You want to take it there right now? You want to explain?
Because we're doing my documentary, Bob doing some stuff I talked about. He's coaching at Arizona State University.
Okay.
That's my man, but, you know,
right.
When we was in college, you know, we was, you know, in New York, I was the number one point guard.
Yes, you were.
And then in New Jersey,
he was also all-city for like 4 years,
yeah, straight,
correct?
Yeah. And of then course. He was... People don't know Bob Hurley was nice. Bob Hurley was the number one guard in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So we're in the metropolitan area. Mm. So every time I had to, you know, me and him was always talked about. Mm-hmm. But then when we got to college, you know, I just, you know, I don't know the word jealous. I was envy because he was with the Duke and they won a lot. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so much about talent. You know, I was going to get him on the individual.
You at Georgia Tech, which is predominantly black. Everybody in
Atlanta. Not in Georgia Tech.
No?
Now, Georgia Tech is like Filipino, Asian, Filipino. We just down the block from Spelman, Morehouse, all that. Yeah,
I thought at that time Atlanta was all black.
Atlanta was mostly black, but not Georgia Tech.
Mm.
That's an engineer school. That shit is hard to... Shit.
That's
real. They put shit on the board. You think you in looking at Chinese arithmetic. You know what I'm saying? That shit hard as a bug. You know, that's a very educated school. But but me and Bobby went at it. I just always wanted to destroy him and do good against him because...
Make some noise for wanting to destroy Bobby. No, I'm sorry.
Because he knows that because... I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't jealous. It was envy because they won so much at Duke. They just won. I didn't have that much talent year in and year out to compete with his teams. So I wanted to do better than him individually. But that's my man. He's a fierce competitor. He's one of the best point guards ever to play college ball. And that night, I was just on one. You know, when we played that move, you know, I just off instinct. I played off instinct, man. I couldn't do that move if you told me to do it just normally.
Right,
it's got to. I play off instinct. That's just what I'm about.
Now, what's your favorite team you ever played on?
Well, my only, you know, NBA was great. You know, I played in the NBA. I say NBA was awesome for me because it had the infrastructure to take care of my mother, take care of me and my mother out the struggle.
Right.
But my first 6 years playing basketball at Molloy, and Georgia Tech is the best years of my life. You know, I'm not taking nothing away from the NBA, but the NBA.
You make some noise for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true story. You know, the NBA, don't get me wrong. Everybody, you know, see, and this is what I talk about in my doc. Everybody couldn't celebrate the way I celebrated at 10 years old.
Right.
I was a child prodigy.
Right.
So
exactly.
Some people get it late. I got it early. You know what I mean? So my NBA career was solid, but it's not when money comes involved, it's a lot of politics involved that I have no control over. But I love my team, New Jersey Nets, Boston Celtics, and the Portland Trailblazers. Those three teams I put my handprints on.
You but if you had to pick one.
I can't.
Just for argument's sake. If you had to pick one.
I can't. Metropolitan area, man. I got to give it to my Nets. Because there's metropolitan area. And you know, I started my career with the Nets. Willis Reed was the GM. The great New York Knicks. He was the GM at the time. He drafted me number two, man.
So number two. Overall draft.
Over 1991. I got to give him love. My man, Derek Coleman. I still rap with him. He's probably
the ball head. The ball head. You look like Derek Coleman right now, Drain. I'm just sorry.
Yo.
Throw that out there.
This is a true statement for me, and I played with some great players. Right. Derek Coleman's the best player I ever played with. Ever. How much talent. 6'11", do everything. He's off the chain.
This is a fact. Now, who's the best player you ever played against?
Oh, Allen Iverson, man. I got to give him love. Yeah, little dude was a beast, man.
I felt like Allen kind of, like, took after you.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe, but no, he was more of a, how can I say it, more of a scorer. I'm more of a point guard, pure point guard. You know, that's what I came into. But you know, he was a beast, man, and I think everything lined up right for him. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he got the right team around him.
Right.
You see it late in his career.
Right.
He couldn't do the things he could do
because
he wasn't getting the ball. He wasn't getting the minutes.
Because he was doing a lot.
Philadelphia team for 10 years or so, how long it was. Right. It built around him, so he was able to do all of that. And the NBA, that's what has to happen for you. Because a lot of guys got talent.
Right.
But if the team is not centered around you and you're not in a good, you know, with a good coach, and you see when he started, he couldn't play the same way, numbers started dropping, everything started coming out.
Right.
He don't like to practice now. He hangs out too much. He drinks a lot.
Are we talking about practice?
Yeah, but what about when he was, you know, when he was balling?
Right.
He was the same person.
Right.
But, you know, that's just how the lead is because a lot of politics and everything involved in it. So they keep everything on the wrap. But, you know what I mean? Me, I don't look at it that way. I had a great year. I got 14 years in, man.
Right.
And I always tell my son, and I always walk away with an email. I told JB, I be joking. I laid everybody with the left.
Oh, man.
My left laid everybody. I laid Jordan, laid Patrick Ewing. I laid everybody with the left.
Let me tell you something. You used to have the hood lit. Let me just tell you something. You used to have everybody in the hood, Fat Wise, used to come out. This is back in the days with the little fucking TVs. It was a ritual. You had to watch his game. Even if you ain't like basketball.
Yo, real talk.
You had to sit
out. Real talk on the alcoholic block. You know, the alcoholic. My mother used to be like, go take care of the people over there when you come through the block.
Yo, because you know why?
Yo,
what's the alcoholic block?
You don't know the alcoholic block?
My father has a mural on the alcoholic block. What is that? He has a mural on the alcoholic block.
You've
been there. I brought you there. It's like
nobody like to say what the corner was. Alcoholic block, man.
That's a fact.
Well, that's the drinkers is that?
It's drink champs. Super drinkers. This is why me and you are drink champs. This is why we can share this moment.
I just hit you with that. Because my mom's like, yo, go in the liquor store.
No, his mom's a legend in Left Frack.
Hit everybody up when you come through there. That's why I said, I ain't coming through there. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to take care of him when I come back home, go in there, buy champagne, buy the Henny, buy beer, and I just leave it there. And I'm out. I'll see y'all later, man.
Alcoholic
block was wild.
It was such a legendary
moment.
Sounds
like a fun block.
Yeah, in the summertime, right?
Yo,
that's when everybody was clowning. It was fun, though, to talk to them.
Now, I'm going to tell you one of the best moments of my life, right?
Yeah, you.
I know you don't know this.
Early, man.
I know you don't know this. I know you know it. You know it because you was there.
Yeah, I got it.
But this is here's what's going on, right? Big had died in 1996, correct?
Yep.
1996, I recorded the War Report album. 1997, the War Report album actually dropped. I had nothing to do, right? Meaning, I just dropped the album. Capone had got locked up. Traj really wasn't, me and him wasn't really talking. I was still selling crack. This is 100% foul shit, but it's real shit. Akinelli had seen me. Akinelli said to me, how much you got on you? I said, I got like $500 worth on you. Akinelli gave me $500, right? He said, give me your work. I gave him the work. Akinelli said, walk with me. He threw it in the sewer. Bonk. Threw it in the sewer. I almost wanted to snuff him. Like, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? Like, he said, I just paid for it. What do you care what I do with it, right? All right, cool. Ox sat me down and said, yo, watch this. Every car that drove by left, right, this is the Capone Noriega album, was playing the War Report, right? Boom. So he's like, I'm bringing you on tour tomorrow. He brought me on tour. He showed me the world. Like, you know, the world that he was living at the time, at least. You know, the Virginias, the North Carolinas, South Carolinas. I went back in the studio. I did the record called I'm Leaving on the Firm album. Blows up. I get a chance to actually do the NORE album, right? NORE album drops. Yeah, we're in the Source Awards in L.A., right? And we shook, because, you know, Big, they kill Big.
Yeah.
Let's just be 100%. They kill Big. Don't laugh at that. Hold on. I know you didn't know what you laughing at, but they kill B.I.G., right? So what happens is my album drops. When my album drops, my label rented out the La Montrose Hotel, the top of the La Montrose Hotel. They got waiters. They got. We didn't trust bitches in L.A. I know this story's gonna sound a little crazy, but we didn't trust girls because the story we got was Big was set up through girls. So we just was out there for just us, left rack niggas, bunch of bronc whoever was with me at the time, right. The label calls me and say, you got the number one album in the country. At the time, I'm 19, 20. I don't know what that means. I'm like, the number one album in the country, great. But we didn't want to go out. So they sent us so much champagne, whatever, right? We come, we in the jacuzzi. Yeah, so all men, sounds crazy. But we didn't trust women out there at the time, so we was like, fuck it. We all sat in the jacuzzi, but then I got out and I was like, fuck it, let's go out tonight. We went out tonight. You pulled up in a, I don't remember what Benz. It was the Benz, cherry red, drop top, and you playing my album.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
What?
You playing Bear from TV, you pulling
that
up.
Was like, that
and
was
you
my
yelling shit. At people like, what? Y'all don't know what the fuck this shit is? You like, and you, and I was like, yo, Kenny. Kenny.
Like that, Kenny.
I ain't gonna lie, because he's the legend to me. Yeah. So I don't want to disturb him. I'm seeing he's talking actually about me, but I don't want to disturb him because this is the homie. And then he sees me, he's like, yo, you parked your car in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I was on one. JB, though. I probably was on one.
Yo, he had
I probably was on one by then.
This is one of the best nights of my life. You parked it, boom, you see me, you was like, you don't see everybody. This NORE album. I'm not talking about the War Report no more because I know I started with the War Report. NORE album, and you jumped out and you was like, yo, you know what the fuck you got right now? And I was like, not really. I didn't say that like that, but in my mind, I was like, nah, you was like, yo, you grabbed me. He was like, yo, Poppy, you good? You got it. And then that's when I realized. And the police had came. This is the crazy shit. The police came and said, oh shit, Kenny, you good.
I lived in LA like 3 years. Probably was on Sunset somewhere, right?
Yo, so I'm telling you, it was on Sunset.
I used to be like, at certain places all the time. So they used to just leave me alone, but I probably was on one. But I was so proud of him, man, because
full circle for you guys at that moment.
I don't even remember. I know I was on one, but I was so excited to see him and I had his CD. I had like 10 cars.
Right.
So I had like 10 of CDs because I wouldn't want to keep switching the CDs.
I had it
on repeat, man.
I think
Nori,
he had
from
this,
the hood, man. That's
my man. I think
he had
the 600 Benz.
Yeah.
Cherry red. I'm telling you, I remember it because this was a moment for me.
Yeah.
You pulled up and then it was dropped. And when you, because we was like, yo, Kenny. And you was talking.
You should have said Chip,
yo. This is what happened. I'm going there. Yeah. I'm going there.
Oh, I see.
Nigga said Chip, but he said, oh, shit. That's niggas who know me. He said, yo, what? I had a bunch of left rack niggas. You jumped out. But I had never seen a person leave a $100,000 car in the middle of, he stopped traffic in the middle of LA.
Yeah, I was on
and
one.
And I stood there and I was like, and you was like, you made it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I forget what else you said, but I was just like, I'm staying in LA.
Yeah.
Because the label.
Like, nah, to see him do that and to understand, you know, where we come from.
Right.
And he.
Salud.
He,
I need to get you.
He like, he caught in the music world at that point. And I was like, yo. And when I told my family and all that, I was like, that's Nori, yo. He from Left Rack. Mm-hmm. I was hyped. I was hyped for you, man.
Nah, but I had, like, yo, you don't understand. That moment in my life was like, it was one of the best moments of my life. This is real shit.
It should be.
I'm not saying this.
You had the number one. That's.
I'm not saying, no, but what it was, it you know what it was? I'm sorry for any, because you know I love white people. But for any of my white listeners, when the label called me and said, you got the number one album, it didn't mean shit to me because I didn't know what number one album meant. You know what I'm saying? But when I see you playing it, and now when I seen you drop it, and you had the Streets of LA on smash.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real with you. Yeah, I know you're being humble.
Yeah. But
but I'm not being humble right now. Yeah. When the police came, I'm thinking straight out of Compton. I'm thinking we going to go down right now. They sent him. It was like, they knew you. They was like... And I ain't gonna front, they even let you chill like another 5 more minutes. They was like, hey, you guys are the 5. And you stood over there, you kicked it to us. And like I was just stood there and I looked at you and I was like,
you
made me unafraid of LA. Like single-handedly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
LA,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because I was so scared when Big died.
Yeah. No, I understand.
You, listen, 100% eye to eye like a man.
Yeah.
You the person that single-handedly made me like, yo, you know what? LA can be done.
Yeah.
Cause although because you know, I had a record diss in LA, so it's a little different.
Oh,
from LA.
Oh, I didn't know
I was
that.
Scared.
You
I had LA,
yeah,
LA,
you
LA.
Be. Yeah, you should be.
So, and but, you was the one who single-handed, when you did that, you was like, this can be
that's
done.
Like, yeah. That's,
you know,
like, just full circle real quick. Right. When I got one all-star. You know, I'm an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
94 all-star.
Yes, you are, mother.
It wasn't picked by the coaches.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the coaches. I didn't care nothing. I got to make. That was the year Jordan retired. I think I was the highest guard getter in the East by fans.
Wow.
I think 1,000,002. That meant the world to me.
Yes.
It wasn't coaches. Wasn't nothing. Cause that's what I. You know what I mean? Right. I felt loved. I felt appreciative. Like, this Kenny Anderson, he finally arrived. So it's the same as you. I didn't care about the lead. I didn't care about, like, because if you don't make starters, you get the coaches. I was gonna get probably picked anyway by the coach, but the fans voted me on as a starter.
Right.
So that shit, it was huge for me. You know what I mean? I got snubbed a few times that I should have made it, but whatever. You know what I mean? That's life.
You was the most predominant guard in the NBA.
Yeah, man.
And I'm talking about it just like, as an NBA fan, I used to sit back and watch. And I used to be like, damn, like I wanted to be a ball player. I just smoked too much. It's fucked up for me. Like, so I really wanted to be you. Like, I'm just telling you. I really wanted to be you. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. This is 100% because you was the first person that I knew who made it.
Yeah.
Like, your moms and my father knew each other.
Yeah.
They drank at the bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my first person I looked up to was you, and then the second one was Akinelli.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Was Akinelli sure. Like,
that's real?
And Ak actually was like, "Yo, he knew I was a dickhead." He's like,
"What
are you selling drugs for?" But I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
and but you definitely. If it wasn't for you, in a lot of ways, I wouldn't be here. I know you
man,
don't really
on,
know
man.
That.
Give me,
nah, I'm just gonna be honest because you gave me hope.
Yeah.
And hope is better than anything in the world.
That's real. That's hope real. That's what like, I go around now. Hope, different hoods and all
hope that. Hope is like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's probably emotional for you motherfuckers, but let's get tough. All right, so hope... Like, hope is like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope I can do something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It changes your possibilities.
It changes your possibilities. Yeah.
And that's what we need. Yeah. That's what these inner city needs. Right. That's why I always go back to Left Frack,
right.
The hood,
and
all
like
these
you said, you
city.
Did the, you did these barbecues hope. For 10 years. Like, at I the end it. Of the day, when I first, because I had went to jail. I didn't want to bring that up, but it's okay. Right? I went to jail. When I came home from jail, that was the first thing I seen was when you had the barbecues and you brought Jay-Z out there.
Yeah.
And when you brung Jay-Z out there, it was like, what the fuck? Like, this is not, because I never want to be like, Hov, I'm not going to, I can't lie to the fans. But what I'm saying is, this is something I want to be like. And you had him out there, you had him chilling. Then everybody, nobody could touch Spinderella. She was like untouchable.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your girl. It was just like, this is facts. This is like, and then are you and Tammy still cool?
Tammy, good man. I would never disrespect Tammy.
You're very classy. I never seen
first
you disrespect
wife.
Nobody.
Got my, you
like know, no, my, no, got none my, of your, none of your girls. God damn it.
My mother,
this, this is probably the most unclassy thing. He's
nah,
done.
My, yeah, exactly. Got me in a blue cup. Yeah. Wine.
Oh my bad.
Everybody's smiling.
My
the
bad.
Wine cup.
Drink champ radio.
My bad.
The most unclassy thing.
I felt privileged today. I felt privileged today.
Nah, but nah, man. My mother taught me, you know, better than that. She got my two daughters. My 19-year-old, my 21-year-old, and regardless of what me and her did, you know, she's a scarred woman. And I always say, and I made it that way. I wasn't, I was, you know, be real, you know, I wasn't faithful. I was too young to get married. I didn't know what marriage was all about. I was 24. I should have listened to my mother.
Right.
You know, that wasn't the time for me to get married. But I would never disrespect that woman. And to this day, she raised two beautiful daughters, man. I don't talk about her. Whatever she do, God bless her.
Right.
But
God
that
bless.
Ain't nothing. That ain't nothing to me. Yeah. My daughters is 19 and 21. They call me.
And
they come
that,
and visit.
Is that the group? Is that the group? And they sing?
Yeah, my daughter Jazz is in the rap game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then my daughter Lyric goes to University of Texas.
Oh,
you know,
God
we
bless.
Good. You know what I'm saying? I got five girls and three boys.
Okay.
So I don't, you know what I mean? Me? All that, I'm 45 years old, too old to be talking about that past shit about a girlfriend and
wives and all that.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. We had our differences.
Right.
And I'll tell you one thing, I was a man,
because when you know the only reason why I asked you the question is, when I first seen Basketball Wives, I seen it say your name.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't know.
Yeah, that's my first wife.
So when I first seen it,
That's my first wife, and she came on there and said some things that, you know, it's all a script, man.
It's all a script, man.
Yeah, I'm not knocking that.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Reality.
I don't knock nobody hustle, make their money. Right. I just kept my mouth closed. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're a gentleman, man.
My mother told me, don't ever do that to your kid's mother. Now my kids, my daughters is older. They know that. I would never say nothing down.
Nah, you're a gentleman, goddammit. Make some noise for fucking people. You're a gentleman, goddammit. You need more wine?
Nah, I'm good.
We need to give him some more.
Nah, we good.
Homegirl. Homegirl, you need to come in and drink. That's a goddammit. You look like a Jessica. What's your name again?
Look like a Jessica?
What's your name again? Huh?
Oh, that's Anna.
Anna
from Homestead.
I know you know Sonny DBET. He's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
He's from Homestead.
You probably know, but he never gives his real name.
Oh no,
he never gives his magic.
Oh shit, am I blowing him up right
now?
Nah,
man.
He gets puffed sometimes.
Hey, yo, for real, I'm gonna tell you something on this real, and this is no joke. I had a great night, man.
Nah, man.
Being here with this dude. I ain't see this dude in ages.
Yes.
I always, you know, my son, you know, I got teenagers. They hit, they with the hip hop.
Right.
I'm with the hip hop. So I'm you know, when he said, yo, come on, and we start staying in touch with each other.
Yes.
This is a great night for me, man. I had fun being on here talking about, you know, because we come from the same roots.
I just
played ball. He just rapped.
That's what's amazing
now,
about this, man.
The generation... Hip hop is basketball,
right?
You know what I'm saying? This is what it's all. It's a
hip-hop
culture.
Hip hop and basketball
is it works together.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like everything about your game, back then was like I said hood earlier. I said everything about your game was hood, but in retrospect, it's hip hop. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can tell that you was listening to Run DMC, LL. Oh, yeah.
That's who I grew up with.
You know what I'm saying? Of course. You can tell that.
I'm Queens, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can tell that. And it's so special that, because to me, you were like, AI based this game off of you. Now, you might not want to claim that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you came like a little before him, like maybe what?
A little before him. I'm a little older. I don't know, man. You got to check that out.
But you was the first.
We don't check facts. Y'all don't check facts. It's hip hop. Y'all don't check facts.
It's a wild station.
It's a wild radio.
No, it's okay.
We don't need facts.
No, we don't need facts.
We're just going to say it, man.
It was all good, man. It was funny because this past weekend, All-Star Weekend, me, Allen Iverson, Kenny Smith, Tiana Taylor, and Iman Shepherd had a whole fucking a party together.
That was
you know what I'm saying? And when I was speaking to AI, like, you know, I knew him. I met him a couple of times.
But
in my mind, it was like, I felt like, you know what I'm saying? Not like he took your style or nothing.
I don't care about that.
But your attitude, your aura, when you was on that court,
only you know that.
Cutting niggas. Your crossover, I ain't gonna front. The first killer crossover I ever seen was from you.
Yeah.
From section two to high school to college. The killer crossover. I first seen the killer crossover from
behind
you.
The back, between the legs. That's my favorite joint.
You know what I mean? Like, you just made me so proud. Like, the crazy thing was, it to me, Kenny Smith is like Akineli. Now let me break that down.
Kenny
Smith is like Akineli, and you, I patterned off of you.
Okay.
I patterned off of you. Because you was more like
the beat.
You was more the hood dude. You was more like your mom's is in the hood. Like, just like my father was in the hood. And, you know, Kenny was
way more relatable.
Kenny Smith was more like, you know, he had good parents.
Yeah, good parents.
You can't be condoned for that. That's family too. And the same thing with Akineli. He don't smoke, he don't drink. It's like, it's cool. But when Ock's album dropped, a lot of left rack people felt disconnected from that.
Yeah.
Because they was like, he's talking about eating pussy. His album was called Vagina Diner. It was a porn album. So people was like, and you know, back then, black people ain't eat pussy back then.
It was like this, but the shit that blew,
it just got hot in the black community.
Put it in your mouth.
No, but that was after. Even his first album was called Vagina Diner. It was called Vagina Diner. So
yeah, it was wild.
The average left rack dude was just sitting around. That's my brother, Akineli. I love him to death. Yeah. He helped me sustain. But I seen the disconnect. I seen people like, you know what I mean?
They couldn't relate to him.
No, they related as much as they could. But in all honesty, some people with Kenny Smith, that's my brother too. But some people say Kenny Smith was from Brooklyn and then he moved.
No, he's from Left Rack, but you didn't see him a lot.
You didn't see him a lot, but
that's the only difference. But
we seen you every day prior to you going to there.
Because I'm going out. My mom was out hustling, whatever. I'm going out to see my man. I might go see my man JB, man. Give me $50, man. I need something to eat. I need that. But you know what? What gets me, and it's always, I think somebody did too, I think I came up to me in New York, said, you the people's champ. And that shit hit my heart.
It's like,
we don't care about all that politic, this, that, and the other. You the people's champ. And it hit me. And I said, wow. You know what I mean? And I remember that. And it was a woman. She's like, you just keep it, you know. I don't keep it 100%. I keep it real enough, but you could touch me. You know what I mean? When I was, you know what I'm saying? And I really didn't care about all that other nonsense. But those kids in the generation right now, those kids in the hood, they need hope. They need somebody like me. That's relatable. I came up. Through alcoholics, drug addicts, this, that, and the other stuff. I ain't gonna get deep into what it is.
Same thing with me.
You know what I'm saying?
I came through the same.
I came up, so they need to hear that to say, you know, dyslexia. Went to Archbishop Molloy High School.
I'm dyslexic.
Nah, too.
Stop, man.
Yeah, no.
I was gonna, my next album was gonna be called Dyslexia.
That shit, wow.
That's a fact. Yeah. Am I lying? No, that's a fact.
I'm dyslexic. Hey,
yo, yeah, we having a dyslexic moment right now.
Yo, for real.
I see things backwards.
Then you have the whole joint. You have the cover backwards. That'd
right.
be ill.
Yeah. That'll be ill. That's a fact.
That'll be ill.
And people don't believe dyslexia is real. They're like, nah, my man.
Yo, my man, God bless Vincent Smith. He took me to all these prep classes. I didn't have it on a high level. So I was able to, they gave me more time with the test. Mm. I see letters and little words, I'll be all flipped out. To this right. day, I might, right. you know, you I, just lead or something like lead or right. was. I might right. sometime real quick and put the S, right. I spell it backwards real right. quick and I have to change it. So that's the numbers and all that is different, but I got it on a small totem pole. But right. what I was saying is these kids need to know right. that
the struggle is
hope,
real.
The struggle is real.
But let me ask both of y'all something, because mm-hmm. this to both of y'all.
Yeah.
What do you say to people that say the hood needs more, that at least the kids, the youth needs more than they think they could be basketball players and rappers?
Yeah, I agree with
like,
you.
That needs to be addressed. You know what right. I'm saying?
I agree with that, but what's the problem is that's what we're attracted to. What we're attracted to probably might not be basketball, or might not even be rapper. It's what comes with that.
I would,
you know, like I see doctors.
Like
all the time.
People were attracted like to I drug live, dealers in the
house? I live, yeah, but I live by doctors. Like I lived at, my whole time living in Miami, I lived by doctors. Like except for when I was in Kindle, I right. never met my neighbors. But
that's,
yeah,
that's so Kendall.
Yeah, I definitely never met my neighbors. I walked through and they was like, "What up?" I'm like, "What up?" You know what I mean? But when I lived in a diplomat, the person I shared a floor with was a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So I think that in the hood we got to start making that more popular. But again, people who are doctors got to come back to the hood.
Right?
And say
but
that.
I gotta think about that. Mm-hmm. When I go speak sometimes. You know, I got my guy, my business partner, JB, mm-hmm. you know, real estate buff, mm-hmm. business buff, mm-hmm. you know, knows business. I'll take him.
Right.
You
know,
yeah.
We got to right. take the guy like you.
Right.
Go.
Right.
You rap. Right. Take one of your doctor friends, your lawyer exactly. friends. Come yeah. talk to these kids. Get these exactly. This is what he do. He takes care of my business contracts.
Like you was coaching you at one point, right?
You know what I mean?
You was coaching...
High school. Down here, Jewish day school. Poznak, right. I love y'all, man. If y'all right. listening, man. Jewish day school. All my right. friends is Jewish. You know what I mean? Right. I got a lot of, not all, no, I got no. a lot of Jewish friends.
That's right. That's where the money at, baby.
Or even sure. teaching, or even sure. teaching the youth everything like that goes along with the apparatus of industry.
Exactly.
What's right. behind the rapper? You got the lawyers, you got the managers,
yeah.
you got the producers.
Yeah, all my lawyers.
What's behind the basketball
Jewish.
Player? You got agents, you got coaches, yeah. you got all
so
that.
So they got to realize that. They got to understand that. But you got to let them know that it's if you don't have to be a basketball player, exactly. rapper, or a baseball player. You could be a lawyer. You right. could, or you can work for the NBA. You can work on a
or you can have
behind
a
the scene.
Or you can
scene,
have a
right.
regular good job, and that's okay too.
That's okay
that's,
too.
That's sometimes
that's
where
fact.
I think the
that's
problem
a fact.
Is being dismissed.
That's a fact.
Right. That kids sometimes say,
but
"Okay,
like,
I'm
go back
with
Nori
more.
Say it's right. attraction."
It's
the videos, cats see the video. I know the video, the rap videos right. be going hard. Back right. in the days, I right. used to be like, some of them cars wasn't even them cats' cars.
Nah, it wasn't.
But the jewels and all
facade.
That. The facade.
It's the facade.
But some of those kids believe that. And
it's the same thing with the NBA. It's yeah. just like, at the end of the day, some people think that's easier. And they don't see that the blisters... They don't see that.
Just
you,
like in music, when they
exactly.
see the number one record, they
exactly.
thought he just made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got there.
Exactly. Like people tell me, like, you know, French is my homeboy. People are like, yo, I want to be an overnight success like French. I said, his shit took 10
yeah,
years.
He was a cameraman.
How you an overnight
he was a
success?
Cameraman.
It take 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just, again, I want to thank you, and I just want you to know. You know
yo,
what I'm
I just want one, before I get off, yeah. I just want you to hit one of the verses.
I think that's what you was playing in LA. It might not have been bad from TV. It might not have been bad from TV.
Super Thug.
But yeah, man, I want to super, super sincerely thank you, my brother.
Well, we got to make sure that before he leaves, that we know about the documentary and where
it's at. Big up the documentary. Let's pick it up.
About 2-3, man. I just tell you.
So how did the documentary come about?
Yeah. Well, you know, all these docs was coming out like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And a company, Skyscraper Film, came at me. They was like, yo, what do you think of telling your story? You Kenny Anis. Right. You the best out of New York. Right. I said, yo, let's do it if y'all serious.
Right.
And we met. They flew down here.
Okay.
And we had dinner. We started it. We hired Jill Campbell, who's the director. Okay. And we started filming. It took 3 years.
Wow.
We went back to Left Rack, Georgia Tech.
Wow.
They came and shadowed me here in Florida.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We did a lot of good things, and it's just on my life. And then, you know, my mother's rolling in her grave because, you know, she named me Chibs.
Right.
She named me Chibs 5 days old. My name was Chibs.
Right.
And I didn't know my name was Kenneth until kindergarten. When she registered me in kindergarten. And then when I came home, Left Rack, my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, Left Rack was the first. It grew on everybody. Right. So everybody started messing with it. Chibba. Right. Chibba.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, my name is Noriega.
And then when I did something
great. I always remember Chibba.
Yeah, that's where everybody called me Chibba. Yeah. The real people, like somebody. Right. But then when I did something great, my mother used to call me Mr. Chibs. Like, look at Mr. Chibs. I saw you on TV. Look at you, Mr. Chibs.
That's where the Scully's at. You got the dot com.
I ran out the joint.
You sold it out. God damn it, let's make some noise.
I'm getting your address. I'm sending y'all some Mr. Chibs.
No problem. God damn it.
But what's the site? What's your site again?
MrChibs.com.
MrChibs.com.
But it's just all my life. You gotta do your research about me, but you'll find out some stuff that you might not know. But and I'm gonna hit it right here. I'm gonna be like arrogant, little ego, because I'm selling and promoting my doc. I am the best out of New York.
Yes,
man.
You are. Yes,
so
you
can figure it out. Everybody go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Because he's 7 feet. He was 7 feet tall.
Right.
I'm 6'1", 6'2", 175 pounds.
Slaying him.
No, and it wasn't so much my numbers. Me and Kareem is the only 4 all-city players ever.
All-city. He was all-city for 4 years, right?
4 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and it wasn't so much my numbers. And I think you said it early.
Right.
It's like how I changed the media, my swag.
Your swag, everything.
You created a culture.
A culture.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm telling you, AI seen you, and he seen you. He seen you, and he seen you going back to the hood. He seen you shot out Left Rack, and he figured that out. And he said, "I could be me." I'm not saying that.
No, he was saying
he could be you.
Yeah.
But he was saying, I can be me now.
Yeah. And he took it to another level.
And then he started braiding his hair.
He took it to another level.
Because if you remember. When AI had that case or whatever, like after that he was scared straight.
Yeah,
and then you in the NBA, wilding. Doing what you do, and when you did your thing, I'm just saying, I'm a basketball fan too.
Yeah,
besides me just being a fan of you as a person, basketball player, and as a person from my hood, I'm a basketball fan.
Yeah, before
and in my eyes, I ain't the illest, I ain't the best, but in my eyes. You did it, and then he followed behind. Not saying he copied you, but he did take something from you.
Yeah.
And that's a fact, and there ain't no problem about that.
And I just got, and before I get out, say the real, you know, we both from Left Rack, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody know where my heart at, man. I tell my son, I'm from Left Rack City, man.
Right.
London
Facts.
Building, man.
Facts,
4J,
baby.
Man.
Facts, baby.
You know what I mean?
USA Building, 4J, baby. Let's do it.
4J, man.
Yo, let me tell you
and
something.
All them raised me out there, man. Yeah, you know, six brothers, man.
Right, six brothers.
Six brothers fed me bagels and pizza and all that. My mom, you know what I mean? This is
only
real,
job
man.
Is six.
You was delivering
brothers.
Pizzas.
That's delivering like five pizzas.
That's like Coogee five rounds, but different.
My man Coogee Rap was over there too.
Coogee Rap.
Rap. Coogee
Rap. Actually delivered pizzas as well.
He came up the door.
In the hood,
in the hood, man.
Yes,
I got
Coogee Rap on Drunk Uncle album as well. But that was crazy. That was crazy how he just ended that, my dude. I'm sorry. It's for my hood. It's for my hood.
No, Coogee Rap was in the Chinese spot.
Coogee Rap was in my building, though. He was from the Section 2 USA building.
Yeah, I was in the London Section 1.
He was in London Section 1.
Yeah.
Now, let me just break down our hood before. This is how we're
going to end it. It's four.
See, it's five sections in our hood. Section 1 and Section 2 is like the same section.
Yeah.
It's
Everybody. What section did I go to when I went to?
Oh, you went to section two. I went to section two. Phone says, and he's there's a shootout.
You lied.
When Bum B was there,
I brought Bum B. I went to the spot to get the drinks.
We went to the wing. I brought him to the wing.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I brought him to the wing. You didn't go to the back. You didn't
see that's where
I went through the middle. Through the middle. I went. Inside.
No, I think you saw the basketball court, but I ain't actually bring you down. But the wing is way worse. So
All I know is it was a culture shock for me being from Miami.
From Miami,
it's like 20 dudes out here.
Right. They were just lying. Like
I was like, where are the girls at? Some dude told me girls come out after 6 p.m. I'm going back to Miami.
They will pass. They be up there. Be loud and be like 25 dudes or something.
Homie was selling crack on the sidewalk blocks. Like literally, like
this is a
no. That's his crack block, and that's, I'm like, but you guys. But are that's next
why.
To each other.
But that's why. The crazy thing is, responsibility was so much on this man.
Yeah, it was wild.
Because when he made it, it was like everybody wanted to be him, including me. And then when I made it, I didn't realize my responsibility. Like, I didn't realize, I was still in my mind saying, yo, I'm trying to be like them, and then I realized, and then everybody started to try to be like me. And I was like, holy shit, I had to take responsibility. Yeah. And it's crazy that me and him both, after all we've been through, winded up 20 minutes away from each other. Both in Florida. That's why that's a documentary. That's you know
by itself.
Come on, coming home left rack. God damn it! Come on, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll do that.
No, we gotta come back. No, that's a good show. We come back to left rack.
Yeah,
do a whole show out there.
Yeah, whole show. That shit is. But yo, once again, Kenny Anderson, motherfucking legend, one of my idols, one of the first people, and I know you humble because I see it, man, and I respect that, but. In a lot of ways, if it wasn't you, it wouldn't be me.
All right,
you, it wouldn't be a Akinelli.
Yeah.
There's so many people that, because again, Kenny Smith was a little older than us, and I love Kenny Smith 100%. That's my dude. He did my album, did a drop for my album, Student of the Game. But you was the person I seen. I knew your moms.
Yeah.
Your mom sent me upstairs. Your mom told my father that my father should beat my ass one day, a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So. I just really respect you. I'm really honored that you came in and you sat down with us.
I had to.
You kept it real 100%.
My mother.
And I love you, my brother.
My mother would have said I had to. Yo.
Oh, that's
Mr. Chibs, go to the website, MrChibs.com.
MrChibs.com.
Check me out. The best out of New York, man. Mm-hmm. Kenny Anderson's story.
Mind you. Eddie Giggs and Weird Thoughts. I got two of my boys. They are racing right now.
I know they're trying to catch me.
Hoping to catch you.
Nah, we good.
They're racing here right now. When I told them, we had mad rappers here.
Yeah.
When I said you was coming.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Nah, but on a real 100%, I had to do this because of you.
Nah, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
This is a blessing that two people from the hood, left rack city.
Full circle.
Right.
It's full circle. Got out of there. He went from rap.
It's crazy.
Went to athletics and basketball. You know what I mean? That's
and
awesome,
it's something,
man.
We got to do something to make that happen. But once again, thank you for having us. Because we got to make something like something.
What's the social media that?
Yeah,
people
can
you don't catch me. I'm only Twitter, man.
We need to get you on Instagram.
No, I'm addicted.
I'm addicted to Twitter.
We've had a conversation
I'm addicted to Twitter.
Listen, we had a conversation on the side. In the future, if anything happens, there's a block button on Instagram.
Oh,
it erases everything.
Oh, I'm gonna go back on next week.
Because you know why? Let me just tell you something. You be posting some of the dopest pictures.
Yeah, I love that. You got me hyped.
You be posting some of the dope, and I be stealing your pictures.
You got me hyped.
I be stealing your pictures. I be like this.
Yo, let me tell y'all something one time. You know me. I'm an average smoker of cigars. I love cigars. No. Every day is cigar day.
I
always pick a day. I say every day is cigar day. It's every day. So tomorrow is Cigar Thursday.
But what we going to do, we starting a campaign to get Chibba.
Yeah, I saw you. Okay.
We started a campaign. I'm telling you, I didn't release my fans how I was supposed to. But I have my fans hit you every day.
They can check me out. They can check me out
on Chibs. Tell them your joint.
My Twitter username, Chibs, CHIBBS_1.
Right.
Then go to my doc, Mr. Chibs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's important.
Check the because Mr.
Let
Chips.
Let me just tell you the reason why you can't only have Twitter. This is where Kanye West just fucked up.
Yeah.
He asked for the person that owns Facebook for $1 million on Twitter. what is your problem?
Yeah,
he owns Facebook, you cocksucker.
Yeah,
wow. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you hit him on Facebook? I know that was a little late. But yo, thank you for having us.
Back,
this is Military Crazy World Radio.
Drink Champs Radio.
Drink Champs Radio too. We still Leo G, we still love
check
you, baby.
Check us at Noriega at DJ EFN. At no Drink Champs, let's do this.
And what is my Instagram? At Mr. Super Slime.
And I'm at Who's Crazy.
And yeah, Who's Crazy. And we had the legend in the building. Let's make some fucking noise!
Our very first guest, by the way.
Very first guest, man. Thank you for coming
the legend.
By.
That's
awesome. And we still drinking.